Madam Chair, for the stack, Sabrina Jacobs for a stack.
Sabrina? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand where the need for this type of edict to be put through. And that's the crux of who we are, you know, the crux of Pacifica. But at the same time, you know, it's an empty rule. You know, it's an empty mandate. It has no teeth. You know, it's not only about who needs to implement it, but how should it be implemented? There needs to be necessary protocols set up so that, you know, whoever this gets delegated to delegate out, then they know exactly how it should be done. So if we're going to put something out, I think the onus is on us, or we need to put the onus on the GMs and the program directors. Every week they have a meeting. So, you know, somehow, you know, each station, if it goes to the PMB, each station needs to have that delegation of OKT to the GM, or if they have a program director, then the program director would implement it, and it would be done through this, and this way. You know what I'm saying? And since, you know, we're all different stations, you know, then it's going to differ. You know, we're dealing with different demographics. We're dealing with different, you know, issues that are hitting our stations or what have you. Not saying that that's the case with KPFA because we don't have these issues, but we definitely have the best template that that could be followed. As far as implementing this and creating it and making it so at all of the other four stations. So, what parts of that is each station going to need to make it work? Like, say, for example, KPFK, you know, we're in the same state, but, you know, things that work up in Berkeley may not necessarily work down in LA. You know what I'm saying? There's still a very, you know, a night and day demographic. And, of course, Kalina can speak to that. For your station, Nancy, KPFT, completely different demographic. You know, what you have there at your disposal that you can use and you know, what's the best way to implement what needs to happen there. WPFW, Katia, I think she's the program director there, you know. What does she need, or what if she doesn't? You know, what's going to be the best way for her to implement this? WBAI, Ralph would know best as far as, you know, what would be the best way to implement it, and who would be the best person to implement it there. So, you know, there's all these individual situations with each individual station, mm-hmm. but we need to work it out before we put it through to anybody and just put it on them. Okay, make this happen. Okay, well, what, you know? We need to decide on what that end result is to be. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a one-hour show with local programming, local stringers. Where are those local stringers going to come from? How are they going to get trained? How are they going to be vetted? You know, where are they coming from? What's their background? You know, what's the story? Is the story real? Is this what's really going on? Da-da-da-da-da. So we're talking about man-on-the-street type stuff. We're talking about being out there. We're in a lockdown until December 21st,
mm-hmm.
right? So we've got time to work it out. So I think, you know, a couple more meetings like this, we're able to hash out what we have, what we don't have at each individual station will make it possible for us to be able to have something substantive to bring to the PMB for an up or down vote. But we need to have the core of it, the meat of it, created before we just throw it at, you know, throw it at the stations. Oh, yeah, you got to go ahead and make this happen. I don't know how, just do it. You know, that's not going to fly. It's definitely not going to fly. Thank you.
Thomas to the side.
Thank you. Thomas.
Well, was that Sabrina?
Yes, that was Sabrina.
Oh, okay, I don't know her voice, but I gathered she was at Berkeley. You're right, and at the same time, I think that as a committee, we should sort of, you know, express the aspirations as we see it in, you know, for Pacifica in that sense, that it would, and then, you know, speaking to teeth, I mean, we're not in a position to force anyone to do anything, but of course, it seems to me that we could express this, you know, news department as an aspiration and the belief believe it's part of the mission. And at the same time, I think the very next step, besides, you know, putting it to the attention of the national board, would be to suggest that they, you know, we can turn around and offer to do an audit of all the network news departments and news, you know, capability. We'd have to solicit either a report from each individual news director or program director, and sort of put that together as a package to let, you know, they, I'm sure they're aware of the disparate capabilities across the network, but it might be the next, you know, logical step to write them down and to point out, there may need to be a sort of a shift in resources from a richer station to a poor station, at least to establish a news department. But, you know, obviously there has to be a model for sustainability that's part of that as well. But it seems to me, I don't think we should shirk our desire to make this a point of emphasis for the national board, and that, like I said, at the same time, we might offer to do an audit or to lead an audit of news capabilities, so that they have, you know, so they're more educated as to the reality of the situation. And again, we don't have any, you know, the words putting teeth into something, you know, I don't know that we can force them to do anything, but just strongly, you know, the more united I guess we are, the more they're likely to listen. All right, thank you.
This is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
So I agree with Sabrina. I think, Sabrina, you just more eloquently expressed my concerns. I was fumbling there with words, as far as what would this motion actually do. It's a, like you said, empty mandate. It could be at this point, even though I also agree with Thomas, it's important to express our aspirations, but we could do better than that, perhaps, and be quicker, and reach our actual, you know, goal of having a robust network of volunteers across the network, right? Not just at the stations with more resources that have been doing this for a while. Now, the question is, would it be appropriate, perhaps, to suggest forming a task force to accomplish this task, to study the situation, and then to come up with a detailed proposal, just like we did for the, you know, the national show. We formed a task force on the national level as a PNB, and you know, we were able to produce it. Well, it, you know, of course, not everybody was happy with it being mandated. But then everybody did participate. You know, KPFA produced one day of the week, KPFK produced another day, and so on and so forth. But, of course, no budget. Problem being, we don't really expect to have a budget right now either, given our limited resources, perhaps. But then that also needs to be studied. I know that many people have, you know, objected, rightfully so, to say, hey, well, you know, if you're laying off staff, how can you all of a sudden hire more people or even hire consultants on certain issues? Why, you know, why are you getting rid of permanent staff to do things with paid consultants and things like that? Well, coming back to it, I would love to see this committee invite news directors like Mr. Askia Muhammad, like Ms. Eileen Alfandari, whoever else is dedicated to directing the news department at KPFA, and whoever else would be appropriate for a brief information session, so that they can, like, I think I've already mentioned this in this committee, to have a conversation for them to tell us what their needs are, what their best practices are, to learn from them and to hear from them. And then we would be more informed and be in a better position to actually propose a plan that would not step in on toes or not go ahead against, practices that work, just because we may not know what those are. Let's find out. That would be my suggestion again, and I don't know how to go about that. Perhaps, Nancy, you could write on behalf of, if this committee agrees, of course, if I need to put it in as a motion, let me know, that Nancy writes on behalf of this committee and invites our very busy news directors across the network, whoever they are, to come and talk to us, even if it's just for half an hour. I think it would be wonderful. What do you think, everybody?
Oh yes, and maybe other people. I was thinking to invite the communications teachers at the university, but I don't know if that's the best way. You people would know better, the programmers.
Nancy, this is Heather.
Oh, hi, Heather. Oh, nice to have you.
No, I'm sorry. I've been on the call. I've just been listening. I'm sorry. I did want to tell everyone that I did talk with Ursula about news teams on the affiliate stations, and she was not really aware of that. So the thing is, I'm sure that there are affiliate stations that do this, so I need to investigate a little bit more. But I really like the idea of coming out with a model of sorts that we can develop and share with folks that will address also the credibility of the news and so forth and how to be accountable. But as I mentioned before, we did at our station, we're not really consistently doing news these days except for individual programmers, but we used to have something like that in the morning, which was just absolutely wonderful, where we had young volunteers coming in and helping with that. But anyway, I won't belabor this point. I so appreciate this discussion with everyone, really. But I will be looking more into what various affiliate stations do and get back with the committee about that. Before, I'm assuming we're going to be leaving soon. Before we do, I just want everyone to know that most of my work has been with Black farmers across the South, which you might or might not know. But what I just sent out an article about this to, when people are having Thanksgiving meals, if they're doing that, to bless the family farmers that grow the food, particularly Black farmers who brought us so much of the food we eat today. So I just wanted to mention that to everyone as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Heather Gray. Right on.
Nancy, I want to put myself on a stick. Heather, were you able to ask if the Thursday meetings of the affiliates on Thursday afternoons, it's permitted that we can, listen in on those?
Yes, I
meetings?
Noticed that. Yeah, and I did talk. So I did talk briefly, but I tell you what, it's Stephanie who works with Ursula who arranges this. So
Stephanie.
It's Stephanie, right? So let me, I apologize, I can't be specific here, but let me talk with Stephanie again. And within the week, I'm going to get back to folks. They hold their meetings on Thursday afternoons at about 2:00 Eastern. So, but let me get back. I apologize.
Okay.
I don't have that information like I should right now, but I will get
it's
it.
It's my fault. I was
so,
late with the
No, that's
it's
not
like
your fault.
No, I mean, if I had sent them out earlier, you would see it and remember, because you were saying something about Thursday afternoons. And I don't understand. These are resources that are being used for these meetings, right?
Say that again. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Resources being used for these meetings on Thursday afternoons with the affiliates.
No, it's not necessarily Pacifica Resources. I mean, it is, okay, so the affiliates, if they're your affiliate station, if you're taking some of the Pacifica shows, the affiliates pay for that service.
No, I mean Thursday meetings.
It's not,
I mean, are they secret? I mean, can we post them?
Oh, no, they're not secret. No, they're not secret. No, they're not.
Wondering if we could post them on the kpfdx.org. Then other board members, not just programming committee, but other people who are interested in the affiliates, some of them, people don't even know y'all exist, and I say, yeah, we have a lot. And they said, oh.
I know, it's just absolutely true. This is another reason why it's so important for us to be getting more education out to the general public about one about community radio and about the infrastructure. Yeah, there are some 240 stations that are affiliated to Pacifica. They take some of the Pacifica shows, but there are a lot more community radio stations really across the country. So, yeah, it's really important. I agree with you, Nancy. So I tell you what might be good is when I have a call with Stephanie and or with Ursula, that I have you on the call as well. So let me arrange that, if that's okay with you. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I'd like to know if we can post those meetings in a way that other people can just listen in and learn.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I went looking online for Ursula's email, and all I found was her biography about Ames, Iowa, and how she turned this small, I don't know, she put quilts into a tent, hanging down like a tent, and then they had a radio station inside of a small building inside quilts. I mean, instead of walls, they had quilts hanging down. I said, wow, that's interesting.
That's good.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get back with you about this, though, and I apologize I don't have enough information today, but we will. We'll get it.
Okay. Fine. In fact, all right. And then I'm sure you have some good you told us about the grassroots radio conference, and I went online and on Pacifica.network. Well, no, Pacificanetwork.org, is it? The 18 different lectures or workshops, I guess they're lectures, were already posted from a month ago. Virtual.
Right, good.
I don't think. Our board members, do they know this, or do our programmers know it? And so there's so many, and they're about 1 hour each, both of them, all the 18 of them. And which one should I listen to first?
Oh, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I hadn't checked. Glad to hear that the content from the Grassroots Radio Conference is now freely available on PacificaNetwork.org. I wasn't able to attend, but I remember that one of the workshops that was that interested me very much was about how to broadcast from home, right? Given the pandemic and everything, and I don't know. That's the one I would start with, especially for Houston, given that so many programmers have complained about not having the resources or not knowing how to. Maybe there are quite a few very useful tips in there, and I'll make sure to share it also across the network once I go there and check it out. So thank you, and Heather, thank you so much for your comments, and also thank you for the work you've been doing, and your collaboration with the national programming as well has been wonderful. And finally, there was something else I wanted to mention that I forgot. I'll shut up. Thanks.
Okay, when you remember, bring it out again if you remember it. When you remember it.
Oh, I do. I remember now. I remember that a good example of a volunteer news department is Radio Free Moscow, Moscow, Idaho.
Oh, interesting.
Idaho.
That's right. I forget their call letters, but they're carrying COVID, Race, and Democracy regularly. And that's how I found out about them. But then I was told, you were missing out all this time. I mean, they're great. And then I checked them out. I forget their call letters. But if you just look up Radio Free Moscow, they have a very strong newscast, and it's all volunteers.
And are they affiliate, Pacifica affiliate?
That's right. They're a Pacifica affiliate.
Oh, they are. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I counted every station that is listed, and I counted like 200. But sometimes I hear 230, and today Heather said 240. So I just wonder if the website is updated and I wanted to ask Ursula herself. I thought she should know, if anybody knows, right, how many we have.
Absolutely.
I
sometimes keep hearing different numbers as well. So,
Well, I heard from Ursula. Sorry to jump in. I heard from Ursula that there are affiliates whose programmers sometimes don't even know that they are an affiliate station of Pacifica, right? So sometimes sometimes they don't, you know, it's not so well known because as Heather was explaining, they're separate entities, right? They're not really they're not on our books, right? They have their own budgets and their own models and
Own
ways
definitely,
of doing things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They have nothing to do.
Exactly.
It's not like we can go to them and tell them, you know, come on, cough up some money. Not at all, right? It's a completely different situation that needs to be clear. And also, very often, like I said, the fact that a particular affiliate is an affiliate by virtue of paying us some money in order to be able to use our, you know, Pacifica programming. Not everybody's aware of that at the affiliates either, and so you know that also needs to be strengthened. That kind of information an awareness campaign and building community radio together, something to that effect. Yeah.
Nancy, I want to ask a question. For downloading on AudioPort, the programmer's shows, are music shows allowed, or do they have to? Are they automatically taken off after 2 weeks, or for copyright safety? Are music shows appropriate for AudioPort, or is it only the talk shows? Can anybody answer that?
I can, Paulina. Nobody gets kicked off. It stays, I think, ever since AudioPort has been created. I believe most of the content remains there unless programmers remove it themselves. And there are many music shows, actually. And I don't know what the rules are in terms of, let's say, because AudioPort is not a public platform, so it's not really... You see, it's not like you're publishing them as podcasts. You're publishing them as material to be used by other programmers, right? So I don't think that issue has I'm sure it's arisen. I'm sure people have talked about it, but I don't think that's a concern currently, because it's really up to you. If you're picking up a music program, it's up to you to know whether you have the right to play that. But because AudioPort is a system of exchange among programmers, not with the public, that issue that I don't think is necessarily pertinent.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, and the second, here we are, 2 o'clock already. So we've been at this an hour and a half. All right, so the first motion needs the who's, like the GMs and PDs, and the how. That we're going to have to work on more to get detail. And then the idea came up during the meeting to have some guests. Please send me some names of people that you think are good. Ask around. Paulina said our own PDs. Now, we don't have a PD here, so if you don't have, I don't know, do all the stations have PDs or not? But anyway, send me a list, and we'll look at it as a committee and start, you know, decide who do we ask and how do we want to ask them, give them 20 minutes each or 15 minutes or bring 2 on or at the same time and get some contrasting comments, or I don't think we want to get them all at one time, but... I've been proposed from somebody from New York told me, why don't you have some people? They said professors like to talk. and so I don't know if they have to be a professor or not, but some people who are experienced in radio and at least they want to help us out, right? Help Pacifica so we can stay afloat. Okay, we had another motion that I put for Pacifica in the Streets, and I was trying to put some rough draft, and then I started thinking about, well, we've got COVID now, and we need to think up some safety procedures so that our stringers don't get sick in the streets, you know. Thinking about Oscar. We don't want our people to get sick.
Maybe because they have to stay inside their car with the windows up, and then how to do videoing or how to get news that way. Many things to think of. But the part about the news, we can still ask for people to train on other websites even that have training. I think KPFA is the only one that has virtual training and for their, you know, anyone who wants to learn. You know, it doesn't have to be just a student, anybody. But we could ask them to, you know, get training from other stations if they are doing virtual training. I mean, I haven't looked at all 240 affiliates, but that's one thing. And then those people could help other shows, not necessarily the show that disappeared, but I mean other shows. We need to get the news out, and we need to get youth in, and we need to get them at a remote, safe way. Okay, so the other, what was it? Inviting people, guests. So please give me some names, and we'll pull them together, and the committee can decide. And I sense it. Oh yeah, the Pacifica on the Street. So I'm. It's not enough how in it, I think. Did y'all see what I sent? Would you concur? I put a green ball.
Not enough how yet.
Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Nancy, this is Paulina with a request or a comment, maybe. I remember that someone, I forget who it was, at the beginning of this meeting mentioned that they wanted to put a motion to the for discussion for this committee about obtaining data on the three most money-making shows at each of the five stations.
Yes,
right. Should we take that up in this meeting before we adjourn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe that would be more appropriate because it's more to the point. You know, it's short and easy.
So,
I think easy to resolve. Yeah.
Would you like to talk for KPFK since this Oscar is a sore throat?
I see. Well, look. I don't have the exact data. I mean, because it varies. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder, a little bit. Because here's the problem. How do you calculate who is the most money raising show? For instance, let's say if a particular show, if show X, airs at drive time during drive time. 5 days a week, right? And the show Y airs once a week at, I don't know, 11 p.m., of course, one will raise more money than the other by virtue of having a better time slot and more time to raise, right? So, I don't know what the person who was making the motion, what exactly... did they want to have information about? Because I think that it shouldn't just be, here's our top fundraiser is, I don't know, Gary Null. Our top fundraiser is Christine Blasdale. Our top fundraiser is so-and-so. Well, you also have to look at how much time they have on the air and what time do they air and all of those things. And And these are the kind of issues that I think maybe have more to do with the finance, local finance committees, although, of course, it also pertains to programming. I absolutely agree because we want to understand, but that information has to come. Maybe we could make a request to our local finance committees to put together reports about fundraising and per hour averages and all of that stuff, and then we can study it, something like that. But basically, those are the complications, those factors. It's not just about saying, you know, it's this and the other thing.
And did you say, for clarification, you said the local finance committees might be able to know this better or find out better?
Yeah, that's what I thought, because the local finance committees are in touch with the business managers and the GMs who can provide that data for us, and that's the kind of data that, as a local, say, as a member of the local finance committee, that's the kind of data we've been trying to get to understand better, you know, what works and what doesn't, you know, to as part of our function of oversight. So, yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, does anybody else from the other stations, A, Sabrina, or I, Ralph, or
WPFW? Do you have an answer?
The top three shows? I don't hear anybody, so if anybody's speaking, they must be muted. No? Yes? No?
Did we lose people?
This is Wally. I can speak to KPFT. Our biggest fundraiser is Rourke Smith, but he has a 5-day-a-week show, and it's 3 hours a day. So that certainly contributes to it, but it's also a very popular show. And we have, Spare Change on Saturday, also a music show, 3 hours. One of the top ones, I think it may be second, but I'm not sure. It's one of the top ones. And then you have like a blues brunch on Sunday that does real well. And of course, there's all the blues shows and the music shows on the weekends during the day. You know, it's a real prime time. And those all do real well.
Excuse me?
That's it.
Oh, what was the last thing you said? It was kind of cut.
Oh, I was saying that the music shows on the weekends, they seem to do the best. They all have like 3 hours apiece, and it's only a good time. So that really helps. And then, of course, with Rourke having, being there 15 hours a week and also doing an excellent show, you know, he does the best.
Yeah. Having 3 hours, it beats a one-hour show. Who wants to speak
next? This is Sandy. I just wanted to add to what we said. In fact, on KPFT, more than three-quarters of our revenue comes from music shows. And Nuri Nuri and Rourke and Larry Spare Change, Blues Brunch and Wide Open Spaces account for a good bit of that. And Wally was right. The other blues blocks, three-hour programs, even during the week, the music program outshines the talk shows. The reason I brought this up is because as we're working from home, as studios are closed, I'm sure every station shares a similar pain, and that is we're doing a few reruns. Excuse me. We're losing some of our programmer community that do not want to work from home or have just fallen off as a result of COVID. And when we get to Fund Drive, I think it would be interesting, especially if we're doing a national Fund Drive, to maybe focus on our funding shows and try running those in some sort of modified schedule or a temporary schedule to try to raise money. Thank you.
This is Paulina. Can I respond to that? Because I was in charge of producing the first national day of programming that was not related to the archives that happened last Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Tell us about
it. So, definitely, very briefly, it's Carrie, right?
That was Sandy.
Sandy.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going crazy. All right.
I get called a lot of it. It's all right.
Yeah. No. Look, I
the way I think the way a good day of national fundraising could work is if all stations collaborated and stated their preferences. Say, look, this is our strongest, and this is the time it airs, and let's see if we can keep that, right? So not alienate the audiences that expect it. Because obviously when audiences expect something in particular, they won't necessarily donate to something completely different. Or at least have the programmers buy it. I think that we did not connect with Houston enough on this, or we did have voices of, programmers recording messages to their listeners to support Pacifica, and I think that was positive. At least I've had mostly positive responses to that. It was great to hear voices from across the network saying, hey, I am so-and-so from KPFT Houston, and I urge you to donate to Pacifica Radio on this day of national programming. You may not hear regular programming right now, but we'll come back, and in the meantime, stay with us and, and enjoy the content and support us because we support it. We're all in it together. Something to that effect, right? But more than that, what you say, also capitalize on the strongest show at each network, not just at one or two. That would be the lesson that I will say that I'm learning from it. So we should. We should talk more about that for the future, because I think there will be more like days, just one day of national programming where KPFT should absolutely have its hour or two of their strongest music programming. Absolutely.
I would go further than that. I would go much further than that. And I will tell you that from careful analysis, shows that are imported, shows that come from other stations, shows that come from, say, AudioPort or Archive or whatever you're using, do not fund because there's no local presence. I think if we're going to do national programming, we have to look at it as that and not have local shows on, rather take some of these shows that do well and have them produce a national show. And not limit it to a one-minute PSA or announcement. Those are good thoughts, but you've got to be much stronger. And we have to consider that most shows on KPFT, the majority, do not fund. I don't know if it's like that at other stations or not, but the majority of our shows don't fund. In fact, we have hosts that don't even ask, and that's a crime. And I've been doing a program for 23-plus years, 3-hour music program on Saturday. It funds well. But I got to tell you, it's kind of an insult when I see many shows on for a long time that do not fund. We had a discussion about news. Our news programs for 23 years that I've been there directly, 23-plus, have not funded. It's a difficult proposition. And right now, money is a solution to a lot of our problems. And we need to stay focused on that, especially on this committee. And I'd like to see more emphasis on what funds, what doesn't fund, and taking our strengths and going forward with them rather than trying to maintain something that doesn't work. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody want to speak about this from PFW or BAI? What are we talking about? About national funding with shows that make a lot of money at their station, or is that the question? I'm getting a little tired. I'm sorry. Nancy, I think that was the question. Yeah, and just to circle back, if I can take over, if you don't mind, for a second. Sandy, absolutely. Now, the reason why we went with the model of PSAs, short PSAs, is because it was planned with a very kind of short time to actually carry it out, and I think we all want to learn from the experience and keep improving.
And I absolutely agree that no station should be left out, and we all need to focus on making money as opposed to getting the voices that we actually like, you know, whoever ends up being in charge of coordinating. It's really, the focus should be about what's going to make money at the specific hour. But then, of course, the details are, well, let's say, for instance, I understand that people at KPFA complain that we put on Democracy Now!, which, by the way, doesn't raise much money for Pacifica in general. we put it on at the hour where when it usually airs on KPFK, but at KPFA, I believe it airs at a different hour. So, you know, so there were some complaints about why are we hearing Amy Goodman at the time that we expect her to be. So those are all the trade-offs and things that need to be actually coordinated, not just mandated, I think, at least in my conception of how this could work, coordinated and agreed to. But that requires a lot of time and a lot of coordination, and it would require paid staff to produce it. So, and buy-in from every station, a willingness to work on this and some time as well. So let's see if we can do it better next time. But in any case, we had a pretty successful fund drive. I don't have the totals yet from Lydia, because I was not in charge of the money. I was in charge of just coordinating, making sure that the engineer got the right show to play at the right hour, and I was the only person. I was the only line producer, pretty much, due to COVID. Right, I was the only one on the premises, and at some point, after having worked for all night, I had to literally sleep in my car for a couple of hours. avoiding those kind of things. That's my goal, is not to kill myself, literally. I fell asleep in my car, and Lydia was knocking on my window, and I couldn't, and you know, she couldn't wake me up. This was in the afternoon during that day after having worked all night, and so she's like, "Oh, we killed her." No, I was alive. Everything was good. I just needed a little break. Going back to the issues at hand. it would be great. It would be absolutely great if we had input from every single station and suggestions and things like that, in my opinion. But then again, you know, I wasn't the boss for that day. I was just carrying out, you know, the program.
I'll second it. Get input from every station.
Yes, input from stations, suggestions from stations. And we did have that, we had... shows from almost every station. I think the only station, actually, and which is unfortunate, the only station that didn't contribute an actual complete show was KPFT, and that's probably due to the dire situation and the fact that you guys don't have a program director or a news director, communication with the IGM for whatever, you know, several reasons is also a little bit difficult. We were working with what we had, but we can improve it.
Well, I heard the COVID race and Democracy with a Cool Hold. I think I heard, wasn't she on? Or was it?
She was, yeah. Mm-hmm, that's right. That's correct. There was quite a bit of a coup in that best of COVID race and Democracy for the National Day of Programming. That's right.
Okay. We're way over time now. I usually try to keep it as an hour and a half because I know everybody's got, you know, other things to do, and we shouldn't get burnout, all right? So the next meeting, is it all right that we meet in 2 weeks? I have reserved the December 6th day, Sunday, same time, 1:30 Eastern. Is that okay with everyone? And then in the meanwhile, if we have time, if you want to spend with your family on the phone or on the computer or virtually, yes, you should do that. But we can do things by email, discussion on photo reform.
and the how.
Nancy, could you repeat the date that you proposed?
December 6th. It's in 2 weeks on Sunday at the same time. And then I want to make that a motion that Paulina suggested, get input about the national programming that we had Tuesday, so we can, the next time we do it, we can do it better. I think that's a great idea to get from our, I don't know how to get it. I guess I have to ask the general manager or the program directors at each station, or it could be from their programmers. Oh, okay. I don't know how to do that, but is anybody object to that? What do you think? Well, here we go. Everybody's just going to sleep, I think.
No, I'm still here, but I don't want to be the only one talking, so I want to hear from others.
Go ahead.
Thomas to the stack.
Yes, Thomas.
I did want to congratulate Pauline. I listened to quite a bit of it, and I thought the interviews with both Gregory Nava and John Densmore were fantastic. They were very, you know, obviously they were not done that day, but they had been done recently, hadn't they?
Yeah, the day before.
Day before, okay.
Yeah, and they were edited, and they were edited by me on deadline, so like 20 minutes to air, I'm like rushing to edit one after another. It was probably the most stressful day of my life. If you heard any glitches, say for instance with Juan Gonzalez, you know, I really didn't have the time to edit out the chit-chat that was supposed to be edited out. Because it was my 8th or 9th or 10th or maybe 26th hour of editing. But of course I didn't conduct any of those interviews. Ann Garrison was great with John Densmore. Lydia, Margaret Prescott and Mark Torres did their pitch for the archives. Lydia Brazon spoke to Ben Eichert and Juan Gonzalez, and of course Bill Gallegos did the interview with a bunch of activists and scholars, and it was quite academic. You know, I mean, I have my own opinions about what was the strongest and so on and so forth, but once again, I pretty much recorded most of them, and I did edit all of them, one after another.
Am I wrong to say that it was sort of about 6 hours were created and then they were repeated? Because
That's correct.
I wish that wasn't, and
here's the thing, we could have avoided repetition. The only reason why we repeated stuff is because, I was literally in, those were the options that I had at hand, and then I had very little, it could have been planned better. Let's just say this, okay?
Well, don't apologize because a lot of times, you know, you don't catch a program, an interview at the beginning. And I heard more of the Densmore interview the next, the second, the time it was repeated. But the Gregory Nava one was very good, and Leslie said other ones, and Juan Gonzalez, and
edited, my bad.
Well, Daniel did a totally, you know, sort of a pure salsa hour, didn't he?
That's when I fell asleep in the car.
Oh, yeah. This is very Puerto Rican centered and called Para Adelante,
Palante. And that's good content, too, but we could have pitched we could have pitched live. We could have brought in programmers from across the network to pitch live around that. Or there are so many ways to improve. don't worry. I have my list. One of those. Number one point on that list is delegate, and get more people to work. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and you need to have someone that you need to teach people. Let them do things. Just you relax and say, hey, a little bit faster. Hey, what you doing here? So you shouldn't be doing all that. 26 hours. How can anybody do that? Well, Lena, that's wrong. I mean, you're gonna.
That's all right. Not that I don't enjoy it. I enjoy editing. It's just that there's no reason why I should be the only one doing it. There's so many capable people throughout the network.
Yeah, put your foot down.
So many capable people throughout the network. And my style is my style. It's not exactly acceptable to everybody. You know, some people say they don't like the way I edit, so it's okay.
Okay. I'd like to go on, but I think I better shut down. Otherwise, nobody's going to meet next Sunday. We've done 2 hours. Thank you, everybody. Let's stay safe. Oscar, take care. Get I don't know, whatever, vitamin C.
I move we adjourn then.
Yeah, my apologies.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good afternoon. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.